Daenerys Stormborn of the blood of old Valyria, and I will take what is mine.
Fire and destruction!
With fire and blood, I will take it.
Holy shit. They go hard.
They went real hard.
Can't follow that.
Oh, look, that's my queen and my song. That's my queen. You're my queen, Chris. I love you.
Oh, man, Nickelback's getting really hard.
Holy shit.
Oh, so that's the last Game of Thrones episode. So it's gone. So for those of you that are tired of hearing about that, we're switching this to this new show called Married with Children.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
We're going to
It's talk brand about new. That. Brand new on Hulu.
Yes, this dude puts his hand down his pants. I'm interested.
This is much more interesting because it's in high def.
Yes. Can you imagine the premise, like saying the premise of that show to somebody? It's a shoe salesman. And he does stuff.
He's very misogynistic. Yeah, it would play well right now.
Oh, God. It's like rewatching The Office. Some of those jokes, I'm like, right now, this might be offensive. Because everything's offensive now. I mean,
that's true.
Everything. But like the whole Gaydar episode, which I think is hilarious. Probably not hilarious anymore. He's got the Gaydar and he's like scanning people.
Oh, that's not so funny. People have feelings. Jeez.
But anyways, yeah, Game of Thrones is over. Did you like it? Well, Chris said he was all right with it.
I didn't hate it like most of the people on the internet, but yeah, it wrapped up nicely. And yeah, I wouldn't call that a Game of Thrones ending, but you know.
Are you saying that you didn't sign the petition to remake the whole thing?
I did not.
You son of a bitch.
I thought it was just a remake the last season.
No, it's a whole thing.
It's even
now.
Dumber. It's like, hold on. Let's just pretend that $1 billion we spent doesn't count. Let's just do it again.
A mulligan.
That'd be so funny. Try to tell a cast member, hey, come back and do this again, but we're going to give you a different script.
And we're also going to have to de-age you because it's going to take another 12 years.
Yeah, it took. And I think that was part of their problem. It took 2 years for this season to come out almost, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So people lingering and building up the hype to nothing. It's like you have so long to think about it, and they're like, oh, here's 8 hours worth of Game of Thrones hope that quenches your thirst. Oh, it didn't? Sorry.
We're sorry.
It's my sorry.
I'm doing a terrible Jon Snow. But those of you that know the show know I don't do accents very well. So I don't fucking care what you think.
Well, at least he didn't say he played the guitar.
He didn't play the guitar?
Yeah, because that's usually what your accent goes to.
Oh.
Squizguard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's play the guitar's goods.
My name's Jon Snows.
I save the realms. I stakes behind the walls.
I'm no longer kings of the Norths.
Jon Snow, Swiss Guard. I think that's... Need to make that a thing.
Sure. We're going to animate that.
And also for those of you that care, I'm on page 20 of the first book.
The Hunt for Drogon.
Yes. That's the book that I'm reading. Nope. Game of Thrones. And it's a weird book to read.
Is it good so far?
Yes.
Where does it start out at?
The same as the show. It starts out with the two guys and they find the White Walkers. But they're called the Others in the book, not the White Walkers.
Mm. So it didn't start where Cersei and Jaime are fucking each other?
Not yet. I'm hoping, like I've read that some of those scenes are very creepy. So I'm hoping not to read some.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's probably a lot more detailed.
Hope I don't read it like erotica. Erotica literature? What is that stuff called?
50 Shades of Jay.
Yeah. Just sitting there reading this book, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm kind of turned on by this twin sister and brother banging in the tower with a little kid watching. Just got really turned on about this. Something's wrong with me. Go call George R. R. Martin. Something's wrong with you because you wrote this. I just fucking read it. So.
That little kid was where you're supposed to be.
Exactly where he's supposed to be.
If he wasn't there, they would have all died.
Oh my God.
Or maybe they wouldn't have. No spoilers ready.
Spoiler alert, the show is over. Man, I went to the mall yesterday because sometimes I do that just to walk, and that sounds dumb, but it's what I do during lunch sometimes. I'm like, I got an hour and a half. I'm going to go walk.
How are your Skechers?
I got the shape up, so my calves are looking good, you know? Got the rock stupid shape ups that aren't real. Anyways.
Does that help? Does that increase your walks, your steps per minute? Or
supposed to, right?
Like a quarter step per minute?
So dumb. They got sued for that and lost. Joe Montana, take that, because he said he wore them, and that's how he stayed on the football field. So dumb. Anyways, I would go to God damn it, not the Think Geek. I was just in there looking at the pops, and this lady was like, "This is gonna be a weird question, but did you watch Game of Thrones?" I was like, "Yeah," and she was like, "Can you tell me how it ended?" And I was like, "That's fucking weird."
Did she not watch the show, or did she?
She's like, I haven't watched it yet, and I'm not sure if I'm going to. And I was like, you probably should. And she goes, no, just tell me. And I was like, there's a lot to compact into this 25-second conversation that
you should totally tell her that Iron Man came in and saved the day.
Damn it. Yeah, that would have been a better idea.
He just snapped, and then everyone was back alive.
I honestly gave her, like, 25 seconds of it. I was like, this is the person that's king. And didn't say anything else. She's like, how did that happen? I'm like, it's just crazy. It didn't make sense. See ya.
Don't ever talk to me again.
It was so weird, man. And I hate too, because I have those earbuds in, both of them, and people still try to talk to me. It's like, can't you see? I have earplugs in my fucking ears. I don't want to talk to you. This lady. Because I go, that's why I go to the mall too. You can get Chick-fil-A, and there's no line at all because people don't even know it's there, I guess. So it's beautiful. I don't have to wait in the 45-second drive-thru.
Well, it's also Sunday, so.
I don't think Jason works on Sundays.
No. Nope.
You and Chick-fil-A have that in common.
Yep. Also had their chicken biscuit the other day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Very dry. Like
the little mini ones?
Yeah. Holy shit. Kaylin got the mini ones. I got the regular one. But yeah, I was like, I'm coughing. I need something to drink. I need McQueen. I need my drink. Sorry, guys. I'm going to keep practicing Jon Snow all day.
So you got to get the Chick-fil-A sauce in there.
Yeah, that would have been a better idea.
What is Chick-fil-A sauce?
Mustard and some other stuff.
I hate it already.
Probably relish.
What?
Probably the secret sauce from McDonald's.
It's stolen from McDonald's.
Did you go to Tilt 2 in the mall, Jason?
Tilt?
Yeah.
What is that?
You don't remember Tilt?
Is that the putt-putt golf place?
No, it's the arcade.
No, that's been gone for a long time, my friend. Do you remember when Grapevine Mills opened and they had the biggest arcade and then they had the virtual reality thing where you could punch each other?
GameWorks.
Yep, what? That was cool. That was really cool. Oh no, we have a situation. I may have taken it out of this room.
Son of a bitch.
Yep. Anyways, I think that the mall arcade days are over.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, Till was badass.
Until
virtual reality takes over.
It's coming. It's coming.
Quick. Chris.
Yes, sir.
Press pause.
No. I'm just going to write. What do you forget?
We need a bottle opener.
Ah.
I mistakenly brought a bottle that needs to be popped, and we can't do it because our on tap thing has disappeared.
You and Chris are not capable of having a conversation.
Not at all. I don't even know who this guy is.
Oh my god, this is so uncomfortable. Get him out of here.
Didn't even bring my fucking tool. Just left it at your house.
Tool. Sorry, I didn't really mean that. I hate that when somebody says tool and you're like, "Ooh, I'm going to call you a tool." What exactly does that mean
when you call somebody a schism?
They're having a new album come out pretty soon.
Is it 12 hours of stuff?
I bet there's at least 6-7 minute songs with 3 lyrics. And it's going to be something like, waves are coming to crash it down.
Wait, that's live.
And it's like, well, I was thinking of the song about California. Learn to swim. You better fucking learn to swim. Because California is breaking off and all that.
That's true. And all the shark attacks?
Yeah, it's fucking scary, dude. I'm terrified of it.
I heard it comes with its own LSD tab.
Oh, the record?
Yeah.
That'd be cool if they just made the booklet.
Oh, the album art?
Yeah, just out of acid. You just like put it in your mouth and listen to the show and shit gets crazy and colors. Here you go. New Tool album, 7 days ago. It's upon us. 13 years in the making. Shut the fuck up.
Has it been that long?
And I feel bad because David loves Tool. I don't hate Tool, but I'm sorry, David. David loves Tool. And they're not bad. I like Tool. I don't like the 20-minute songs, though, sometimes.
I like their radio popular song. That's about Summer's
Mike. Prison Sex?
Yeah, Prison Sex.
Yeah, I figured that would be your favorite.
God, the lyrics to that song are so brutal.
Yeah, you just don't listen to the lyrics. Shit,
blood and cum on my hands. This song has such a cool beat. Here's the lyrics. What just happened?
I just realized what this song meant.
I don't want to ever listen to this again. Oh, God. Yep. Better learn to swim. And Sober, of course. I like Sober. And Aaron Lewis does a cover of Sober that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only thing that he does that's amazing.
Does he have a twang when he does it?
Yep. Southern. And in there he says My Flag in the middle of the song for some reason.
Well, he's always been country.
Smoke weed. I smoked weed and got sober and listened to Rattlesnake Tattoo on my neck. It's like, what? Which, by the way, they're getting back together.
What?
And recording a new album.
Is he still not screaming?
I don't know. It's going to be stupid, I'm sure.
Wait, Stain's getting back together?
Yeah.
Damn.
And the funny part is, I don't think he told the rest of the band.
What?
He's just like, we're getting back together. And then Mike, the guitar player, is with that 3 Days Grace singer, Adam, the old 3 Days Grace singer, doing that Saint Asonia thing. And then Aaron Lewis, it's like, yeah, we're getting back together. And I think Mike was like, huh?
What?
We're recording an album right now. I can't go record that album too, but it's going to suck anyways. No one cares. Aaron Lewis doesn't do well in his solo tours. He sells out Billy Bob's.
Well, he yells at Mexicans too, so.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, he does. Just playing a part. Playing his role.
Right. Just being who he is.
That's got to be terrible, though, to go from a band selling out fucking arenas, you know, like crazy, and then you're playing a little club with like 30 people. And your paychecks go from $100,000 to $2,000.
Right, which is why he's probably trying to make another Stain album.
What's happening here?
$200 and a free hamburger.
Then your manager's like, well, you see, your country music is dumb. Nobody likes it. But now when you go back to doing rock, everybody's going to be like, oh, that country guy's going back to rock. We don't want it.
Are you the wagon wheel guy?
A country boy can't. Nope, that's not it. Well, I grew up down a dirt road with.
Yeah, red dirt road.
I'm trying to.
My pickup broke
down. Country boy is all I'll ever be. Yeah, that's it. There we go. Country boy, I think.
Country boy will survive.
Oh, God damn it. Sorry, everybody that loves
Chris, cue up some Aaron Lewis country music.
Nope. And I bet like all of our listeners that brew are like, we brew while we listen to Aaron Lewis and you fucked it up.
I guarantee you all of them do.
I'm sorry, folks.
That helps them brew.
Now, give me George Strait any day. I'll pass on Aaron Lewis. While we're talking about music, which is a weird thing because I don't think we've ever done that before.
We all love music still.
Parabell, the old Evans blues singer that nobody knows who is probably except for me. They just dropped a new record out and it is phenomenal.
Is it?
It's like freaking badass. Yes. I would like to play some of that if I was smart enough and had it queued up.
Chris, that's not Aaron Lewis.
It's probably on my Google Music.
What does it sound like?
Oh, that's an ITZ trailer. It sounds like heavy Evans blue.
Does it sound better than,
what's it called, Jason?
Parabell. Parabelle. Parabell. Yep.
Does it sound better than Aladdin?
Parabole. Does it sound? Everything sounds better than Aladdin, which, by the way, that finally comes out this weekend. It's all I'll ever be.
Can't wait till that bombs.
And that's one right there, Chris. play one of those.
So Candle.
Candle.
I hate this song.
I don't care. Yeah, Nissan. Get the fuck.
Screw you, Nissan.
That's a weird intro for them.
I get so mad that I pay for ad-free stuff. Listen to this shit. Little boy, I kept it arm's length, but you can say a prayer for
this one little tear. Ah.
Not too bad.
Love it.
Yeah, that's Game of Thrones. Let's talk about Jon Snow.
Reach out to this guy one day, because I'm friends with him on his personal profile on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day I'll be like, hey, come interview at my house in the middle of Dallas.
You'll love it. It's definitely worth your time.
You can play an acoustic show by yourself for me and my kid.
Just sit in the corner with your guitar. You're not leaving until you sing at least three songs.
He's got such a voice. He's a really cool guy, though. His name's Kevin. But yeah, for those of you that don't know who he is, the Cold by
Did he drop Blue. Chili everywhere?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Cold and Beg.
Yep. Won't you beg me and then tell me how to love you like anybody else would?
That was a good song.
Yeah, it was. Those first two CDs were good. Damn it, I can't think of the name. The second CD had a song that went good, too. Anyways, fuck it. But I'd say check out Parabell if you can, if you're into radio rock, because that's probably what everybody would call it. That's not underground. What do you know, Jason? I know a lot.
That person doesn't have a Lil in the first of their name.
Right.
When does Marilyn Manson drop the new album?
Does he have facial tattoos? I will not listen to it, because that's what they listen to now. Nope. But I do follow Limp Bizkit on Facebook. And it's funny you brought that up, because Fred Durst was up in the crowd at some show of his,
mm-hmm,
and singing, I think, Break Stuff. No, it was My Way with Marilyn Manson. I was like, man, the world is a different place now. Back in the day, Marilyn Manson was like, fuck Limp Bizkit. But then Fred Durst, he was climbing up on these rafters and he was holding the thing out, and I was like, that looks like Marilyn Manson. And then sure enough, he was like, hey, Marilyn Manson. And he was like, my way or the highway. It's like, what the fuck is going on here? It's weird.
My world is turned upside down.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Limp Bizkit, you're my queen. I don't know who that was, but.
You're my queen. Dude.
That was John fucking Snow. That was point on.
You're my Limp Bizkit. You're my Limp Bizkit always.
I love you. I go back north with my dog they call Ghost.
If you come at me, I'll have to break stuff. No, that sounds like Batman.
I just take my Valyrian steel sword and stab you.
How would you do the Jon Snow Limp Bizkit? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're my queen. You're my queen. I don't want it.
I know you're my aunt, but I did it all for the nookie. God, it's so bad. So bad.
It's a good thing someone's not collecting sound bites anymore.
That's true. Good thing these aren't just available to where someone can do that.
Oh, God. I can't find it. I was like, how is there not a compilation of John saying, I don't want it. If I do fall, don't bring me back again. All right, tell us about this first beer that you brought, Rudy.
This beer is called Mastodon.
It's another metal band that just released a new CD too.
That was in Game of Thrones.
Was it?
Yeah, they were in the, when the White Walkers, took over that town in, north of the wall.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
There were some of the, band was in the extras.
Never heard of them. Never heard of that. What the fuck are you
talking? Aaron Rodgers?
No! There it is. Fuck that guy.
The discount double check?
Yep. He discount double checked King's Landing. All right. So Mastodon. What style is this?
Keller Bear.
Ew. What does that mean?
It's basically a lager. It's a German lager.
Oh, that means I'm going to love it. So it's probably malted fucking slappy in the face malt.
It's a little malty. Yep. But for a malty lager, it had a 3.69 on Untappd. So I was like, yeah, give it a shot. It's not terrible. Chris, you'll probably like this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can no longer talk. I just saw that Volbeat has a new song out.
Angels and Demons?
Probably. Okay, it smells good.
Hmm. Wow.
There's something wrong with me. Just stouts and IPAs only. I'm a piece of crap.
Extreme taste only here.
Ever since David and Michael left my life, I'm just like, I don't care about taste anymore. I don't care if it's good.
I don't care if it's made with quality ingredients.
I just need hops. I'm Wade now. I love you, Wade. Yes, one hops, Wade. I'm with you.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy.
Hop till we die. In fact, I'm
hop till you drop.
I'm drinking out of a hop head glass. So,
that's actually all you own now.
It's not bad. It's just doesn't have too much of a taste for me.
No, it's really not. It's just.
Well, put down that fucking Four Loko and you can probably taste something.
Never.
Yeah.
It's my Four Loko. I gotta have my Four Loko hemp flavor.
It's McQueen.
Have you seen that new Four Loko?
No, I actually flavor? Haven't, but yeah. I've been looking for it.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's called appendicitis.
Hit you right in the side.
It may kill you. One shot. That's all it takes.
But it's a good shot.
Yep, it's only 4 ounces, but it may kill you.
God. The weird things you... So, all I was Googling was Jon Snow saying, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found why it's okay for Jon Snow to be with his aunt.
What?
God, you fucking people.
I mean, I know I saw like someone joking that if Jon Snow would have just slayed that ass, that she wouldn't have been so fucking mad. Just
needed that dick.
Just need that dick.
Need that Jon Snow dick.
Woo! It's my dick. She wants.
I'm gonna get in that bitch. Oh, Paul Rudd! I'm sure you love looking back at that.
Yep.
Oh,
I am Ant-Man.
And I saw something about the chick that plays Daenerys all worried about what Beyonce thinks. I was like, God, we live in a fucked up world. Because Beyonce went on, you know, Twitter or something, was like, oh, I love me some Daenerys, and she was all, it messed her up. She said she was all worried about it the whole time. I'm like, God damn.
She's going to really hate you when you die.
Oh, Jesus. But no, this is pretty good. I like this. I actually do. I'm not going to lie. How old is this beer?
Spoiler alert, Jason hates this.
Do you get hints of honey, grass, and toasted malt?
I do. I get hints of toasted malt.
I got a little honey out of it.
By hint, I mean punching the dick.
I don't know. It was something that was discontinued. Like it was on the discontinued shelf.
Oh, good. So old as dirt.
Possibly. So you're welcome.
So they're not making this anymore?
No, they aren't carrying it anymore at the specs that I went to.
You know what's funny, too? I guess the vendors, the beer vendors or the beer, what are they called? The people that... What are those people called that show up?
Reps.
Beer reps. I think they've caught on because at Total Wine yesterday, I was looking at beers and they had a lot on sale like that, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was all the beers that don't age well. Like right. The ones that do age well, like the Big Bad Baptist that I know is like a year old.
Right.
Not on sale.
Yeah, like those Eclipse ones that they brought in like a year and a half ago. Still like almost $30. So like, come on.
Yep. But the lagers and stuff, they were on sale.
Yep.
I was like, oh, look, here's a six. Oh, that's why. It's like, hey, here's a year-old IPA. And I feel bad for somebody that might be like, this is my first time to try this. You know, I'm fucked up. Hey,
no, it'd be all right. If they like sweet shit, be like, here's this two-year IPA. You're going to love it.
Yeah, at HEB, there'll usually be a couple six-packs on their sale rack, and I'm just like, ooh.
Dangerous.
That's old.
Yeah.
It's like 2 years old IPA. Where the fuck did that even come from?
It's like, that says Cobra on it. That's not a thing anymore.
I'll do you one better. What was that place called before it became Four Wheel or whatever? We went to it when it changed.
Oh, shoot. I don't even think they're still
wheel.
Here.
It was something Wheel.
Fire Wheel.
Yep.
Was Fire it wheel. The original?
Yep. Did they even can anything?
No, I don't think they did. And then that Colorado brewery came down, straight canning. Backcountry.
They went out of business because they gave everybody 500 stickers when they came in.
That's true. That guy just threw it at us.
Here, you guys need some stickers?
Put them everywhere.
No.
I'm not going to. Plus, this sticker takes half of my windshield. What? Like, why is it so big? God. It was the... Yeah, that was crazy stuff.
bad decisions.
But yeah, no, I'm not against this. And I like the fact that the ABV is drinkable. And I also like the animal thing. I'm not going to make fun of it this time, but they definitely have a hybrid animal on the bottle.
Is yeah, I don't even know what to call that.
It's not a mastodon, but it has... it's definitely of the xenomorph type because it has multiple mouths inside a mouse.
Yeah, no, that's normal.
It's like a goat dragon.
That's what xenomorphs do. They open their mouth and then the little mouth comes out and stabs you in the head. That's how they kill you. I would never mess with a xenomorph.
It's like a vagina.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah. That's, I don't remember what I was...
Why are there so many mouths?
And that's how babies are made.
How does it eat? And little mouth comes out and it can only take little ass bites. I'm like, I got this big mouth and I just want to take a bite, but I got to let this little mouth do all the eating.
What do those things fucking eat?
I don't know.
Predator brains.
But they're not really even eating. That mouth just like just kills you just and kills. It's over. And it's like, aha. Obviously, they don't have to eat, I guess. Maybe they absorb nutrients.
Got the alien queen tit milk, maybe?
Yeah, there you go.
That's very valuable.
That's some giant Spain stuff right there. Drink from a giant titty.
I killed him, and then I fucked his wife. Oh.
That's good writing. That's good writing.
That's so lazy.
How could you fuck a giant?
She thought I was her baby.
She's my koi.
And then I was like, no, get in my belly.
This is my queen.
This is my giant. This is my giant.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I just want you to be my queen. So terrible. I'm so terrible. Which, by the way, I love Kit Harington. That dude's so fucking awesome. What sucks, though, is he's not in anything, and nobody puts him in anything because he's probably not a very good actor.
He was so good in Pompeii.
Did you not watch Gunpowder?
I don't know what that is.
It's on HBO.
Is he in it?
Mm-hmm. Is it the main character?
Is it pretty good?
I have no clue.
Does he say, it's my gun?
Where's my powder? Am I out? Nah, I don't know why he just went southern. But
it makes sense. Gunpowder. I mean, it makes sense. It's probably the Civil War days or something. He's like trying to load his musket.
It's actually back in 1603 as England is engaged in a war against Spain. Tensions are high in domestic society due to the brutal persecution of the Catholics.
Play the trailer. Let's listen to him talk. Let's see if he says, it's my queen. HBO.
Fast forward to present day.
My sister was crushed like a seed. My brother butchered.
Yep.
Yeah. He's the same guy.
I'm Robert Catesby. My purpose is to kill the King of England.
Oh, shit. Oh, I know what I'm doing. Hey, we're done. Show's done. Let's go watch this.
She's not my queen.
Fuck yeah. What's the date on that? 2017?
Yeah, 2017.
Damn, that's old. I should already watch that. Thanks, Rhodey.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hope it's fucking terrible.
Hey, Google, add that to my list, bro. Done.
It just did.
Done.
Must have been doing that during.
Okay, cool. Just added bro to shopping list.
Where do you find a bro, perfect. By the way?
That's what I was about to walk
it. Do they have those in six packs at Costco?
Oh, like a bro. Yes, it's a Miller Lite. Six pack of bros.
God bless. If I wish I loved that beer because I would go to Costco all the time.
Yeah, they have pretty good deals on domestic shit beer.
It's like, hey, we have a 48 pack. $5. Pass.
Pass. Pass on that ass. No, I'm actually going to watch this show. I'm really excited now. I'm kind of really ready to end this podcast.
You probably shouldn't be.
Because he talks just like Jon Snow.
He really does.
You didn't already cancel your HBO subscription?
No. He doesn't talk like Jon Snow in the tennis thing that he does with Andy Samberg. And that thing was awesome.
The tennis one?
5 days in hell or... 7 days in hell, whatever it is. It's a 7 day long tennis match. It is also on HBO. Totally worth it. Way better than the bike one. The bike one was just stupid. I hated it.
Have you watched any of that Chernobyl, Jason?
Not yet.
You should.
I'm going to.
It's really good.
I found that with new show. Well, that's a mini series too, mm-hmm. though, so you don't have to worry about season two.
Right.
People, I'm crazy about that now, like not starting season one shit. No. Canceled.
Not gonna do it.
Canceled. 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 It's like, I want to give it till season three, and then I'm like, all right, let's talk about watching this now. So tired of that, though.
Have you seen The Office?
Yes. It got canceled after 8 seasons.
Well, now you need to watch The Big Bang Theory.
Well, yeah, that did end. I actually watched that last episode.
But, I mean, they're bringing shows back left and right. Veronica, whatever the hell it is, it's coming
Veronica
back.
Mars.
Came back for a movie, and now it's coming back as a TV show.
What?
Riddle me that, Batman. Kristen
Durst.
Nope.
Wig?
Nope. 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 It's a girl from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Bell, yeah.
Christian Bell. Christian Bell.
Kristen Bell.
Batman! Robert Pattinson's Batman.
Is that real?
I don't know. People are now saying it's not real. It was real, and it's not real.
I feel like they said, hey, this is what we're going to do, and there was so much backlash. They were like, oh, fuck.
That's hilarious.
Oh, fuck.
How would you like to be that dude?
Just joking. It's Bruce Willis. Oh, no, you don't like that either? It's The Rock. It's The Rock.
Get your shit straight, WB.
Did they sign a bunch of petitions?
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Vin Diesel's Batman. Sign me up.
Please do that.
Sign me up.
The first minority Batman? Vin Diesel?
Minority?
Is he?
Minority stupid?
He's not a white guy, right? Chris, look up the ethnicity. Vin Diesel. Oh,
my God. What the fuck? He might be Puerto Rico or something stupid.
His head is too smooth to be a white man.
What is he?
American actor.
That doesn't say. Come on.
There's a lot of people that are American.
Mark Sinclair, better known by his stage
name. His real name's Mark Sinclair. Sorry,
disqualified.
That's a white as shit name.
Disqualified.
That is whiter than me.
Disqualified.
Well, actually, I can't really say because I have a pretty black name. Jason Tyree. Tyrese? No.
Tyrese's.
Tree? No. Tyrese's. There's my new rap name.
Tyrese's.
Reese's Pieces will be a fat guy. I'll just put on some weight. Tyree Reese's. What up? I'm here to rap about candy.
Damn it. I was trying to find that meme where Fat Bastard's in the bed with Renee Zellweger. What's her face? What is her face?
Heather
Graham. And he's half naked. No, he is naked. And then he has a chicken all over him. He's like, you want some chicken? I'll be like, 2 weeks after Jason started eating chicken.
Which I got some chicken reviews for everybody. Chicken Express.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Chicken Express is good.
Spicy or regular?
I just got regular. I haven't had time to go back yet to all these places. Chicken filet. Chick-fil-A is the best in the world. I've actually had that 3 times already. Golden Chick, garbage.
Okay. Yeah, Golden Chick's hitting
KFC
nice.
Was okay. I actually liked it.
Yeah.
And they have a really cheap deal. You get 2 for $6.
Have you gone to Popeye's yet?
No. Going to, though. There's one right down the road from my work, like a minute away. Popeye's Chicken. I had it off the bone on one of those times, and then it made me upset. And then I was like, all right. I didn't like eating off the bone too much. Kind of made me sad.
Which bone?
It was a drumstick.
Yeah, that's tough. The wing would be worse.
So sad. It's like, what a douche that I did this. I can't believe I did it.
Did you just peel off all the skin on the chicken and eat it?
Yup. Welcome to my life.
Well, to be fair, most of that's breading.
Yes. But no, it wasn't that. That was good.
And metal pieces. Was it Tyson chicken?
And then we made some chicken at home. And then I had this stuff they made at work called poppy seed chicken. It was like a soup, kind of.
Don't take a drug test.
So good. They fed it to us at work. We were like, boop. If anything, whatever poppy seed makes you fail, that's what the drug that I could go do right now.
That's true.
Be like, heroin. I had it for lunch.
I had heroin for lunch.
Yep. Holy shit. Yeah, because it doesn't fail you for weed. It's something serious.
Speaking of birds, Jason, did I tell you that I became 100% Texan today?
Uh-oh. I'm scared to ask.
You remember that stupid fucking quiz on Facebook? Everyone was doing, am I 100% Texans? Oh my God, I'm 87. What do? You leave.
Yeah, it turned out I was like 60% not Texan.
You don't remember when Chris did that whole thing and he made it into a bit on the show where he was all sad and we were all worried. Ooh. And Chris went through a whole spill and he goes, today I found out I'm 100% Texan. Do you remember that, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
I had the sad music.
Yep.
I was attacked by a mockingbird today.
Oh, shit.
Thought you tasted like sweet syrup honey goodness.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. That's what? That's a little punch in the mouth.
What is going on in there?
I don't know.
It's a goes. You can't tell that's a salty ass goes?
That's some guava.
It's a goes guava light beer with some sea salt, I think.
That's like candy water.
Oh, it is a goes with sea salt.
Well, I knew that it was a goes with sea salt. Goes. I knew it was a goes because it tastes like a salty lady.
What is it, Grody?
It's a
tropical jammer.
Jammers, tangy waves, lap at the shoreline. This is really hard to read, by the way, because it's yellow and this lighting is terrible. All right, here we go.
Is there no phone
number? At the shoreline, while mangoes and pineapple grow sweet and ripe overhead, introducing Tropical Jammer, a lush tart brew with supremely refreshing tropical fruit. Talk about a desert island beer.
We're jamming.
That says nothing. God damn it, 6 points.
Yeah, baby, we're jamming.
It's not a bad beer, but that I thought this was a like a pale ale, so it's a little surprising with the first swig.
You were strongly disappointed.
Oh.
Whoo, whoo, whoo. Yeah, because this is the opposite of hops. Are these 16-ounce cans or are they 12?
12.
So we're drinking 6 Point. They come in Red Bull cans so they can be cool or whatever. There's no phone number on here to call and talk to that dude, though, which sucks.
It would be nice to get some clarification on this.
I would like to call him. Oh, there's mango and pineapple in here, dude. You probably already said that.
Oh, shit. I think these are all gozes.
Uh-uh. That'll be good. Oh, damn. Different flavored goes. That's how it goes.
Oh, that's what happens when you don't read the fucking label.
Damn, I thought it was like different styles with different flavors. Mm. But
this, I mean, it's not bad.
This is what our buddy David that, you know, used to be on the show that we love so much.
Chris loves this, by the way.
Sounds sarcastic, but I'm not being... David's dream was, still is, and I think he's actually doing it. Yeah, because he's doing the four packs, the Flight Club. Where he's actually doing what he said he was going to do, which is making one style with different flavors, which is what this is. This is the same style with a bunch of different flavors.
Lisa will love these.
Yep, as would Caitlin. I'm going to buy it. And I think it came in a 16-pack, too, or a 15-pack. It wasn't a 12-pack.
15-pack, yeah. It's five different flavors, three of each.
So I wish David was here, because then he could tell us what the fuck this is all about.
Well, he just became a certified beer pourer, so.
Oh, did he? I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
He almost outranks you. You better get to work.
I know. Better pass that test.
He'll put you in the dirt.
So I can do nothing with it. It's like going to college.
Nonsense. If your career falls through, you can just go pour beer somewhere.
That's true. Hey, do you need a beer pour? Oh, you mean a bartender? No. I just want to pour beer.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not serving any food. I'm not pouring any. Somebody's going to come want a fireman Jimmy shot. I'm not doing it.
Fireman Jimmy shot.
I'll just give you a shot of beer.
You know what the fuck that is. Yep.
I don't want to know what that is.
Can give me a Virginia mud slide with a slide of ham? Like, nah.
Nah, so if you want a ham slice in your mudslide?
I'm not being scientifically correct here. I apologize. I don't know. The only drink that I really, truly think that I know is a vodka soda.
Oh, very nice. With a splash of cranberry.
Got it. I think I know what a redheaded... Nope, I don't. I'm like, I don't. I think it has cranberry in it, maybe.
You didn't call 1-800-BARTEND?
I can do a Guinness. What's it?
Where did those commercials go, by the way?
I have no clue. I still remember them, though.
1-800. Not my queen.
Not my bartender. not my barter. I'm here to kill the king. That's what. I'm here to kill the king. I'm Jon Snow.
I'm Jon Snow, the Queen Slayer.
What if that trailer that we were watching, Jon Snow time traveled, so they're in the same universe? Fuck yeah. So that's Jon Snow.
That's what we're going with. This is Jon Snow. He's killing the king now.
And also Jon Snow, since he's a secret Targaryen, lived all the way until the Westeros somehow became America and played tennis with Andy Samberg.
That's true.
Don't know how.
Super weird.
I'll figure out the connections later, but it happened.
He's still looking over his shoulder for that dragon.
Oh, God. Jon Snow's real.
Jon Snow, enter the multiverse.
Why not? The writing was that bad. Why not? Why not? Why not have a portal open and Doctor Strange comes out? What's going on here? Come with me. He tells Jon Snow, come with me if you want to live. It's like, wait, is that Terminator? What the fuck? Go, go, go.
Wait, there's a Janet Snow?
Oh, God. That'd be so awesome. Which, by the way,
by the way, Janet is a raging bull dyke.
You don't like these goes, do you, Rody?
It's not bad.
Yeah. You're drinking pretty slow for a 4% beer.
Well, you poured a quarter glass.
I did. Don't tell everybody.
You must have read it before you poured it.
But also started this day with two double IPAs.
Mm, some so, hammer chain?
I'm snubbed. I'm snubbed.
Snubbed. Really snubbed right
now. Sure where that was going. I am snockered. Ooh, is that? Do people still use that word?
Snookered.
This one might be a little better. I haven't tried it yet, but it's cranberry, raspberry, and strawberry. And a tangy session beer.
Jason's favorite berry. The raspberry.
The raspberry.
I saw the raspberry temptress display, and I wanted to knock it over.
Clean up on aisle four.
I'll pay for it. It was worth it. Like, that's $700. I was kidding.
You should age this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's pretty good, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like, this is what I would take to an 8th grade junior high dance.
And put vodka in it?
No, just this. That's all I need. Their livers are young. They haven't had 4% drinks before. Taste this, man. It's like some strawberry Smirnoff.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yep, 8th graders.
And that's clarification. Chris liked it, so...
The dance just got awesome.
You know, it's super sweet, and it tastes like asshole.
Actually, if you were to give that to me and not tell me what it was, it's pretty much like a super watered-down Four Loko. Cran raspberry Four Loko.
There is no saltiness to that strawberry beer.
It's just sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, it's good. It's wine cool. We need to drop a Jolly Rancher on there. It'll taste a little better. I'm glad you spent $19 on this 15 pack.
I'm so glad that I read the label. All I read was a date. And I was like, oh, this is recent. Cool. Got it. This is what I wanted. This is not what I wanted.
What's funny is I picked it up, did not read either. I read the 4% alcohol and said, nope. I'm not even joking. It's like, nope. It's like, because they had it at HEB. And then I went with that six pack of whatever, you know.
Hammer chain?
Yep. And I was like, there's no price on this, so I know what it's going to cost me. And sure enough, rang it up, $15. I'm like,
yeah.
For a six pack. Whatever. Fuck them. Fuck it. It's good. I like it. It does taste like ground up hops. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Did you see the grinder machine when you were at Odell?
I did. It was super weird.
Oh, so that's real.
Yeah.
That's where they put the bodies.
Yeah, the unruly people that try to steal shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right in the grinder.
Cut off their hand and throw it in the grinder.
That's how Colorado's so liberal. They get rid of all the Republicans in there.
Is that where all the bad grinder dates go?
Show over.
That's not politically correct. Chris, you have to write an apology letter to the people.
The people of Colorado.
Yeah.
And all the gays. Yeah.
God. Damn it.
Mostly Riley.
Can't even talk. Yeah, Riley. Sorry about the grinder joke, Riley. No, it was a good joke. It's not going to get joke of the week, but it was good.
No, unfortunately.
Oh, there's jokes of the week still?
Oh, well, I guess not, because Michael quit. So, oh, what a coincidence, right? I mean, everybody else quit, except for Rhodey came back, which I'm still not sure.
Ta-da! Quit,
Jay quit. Jared quit. Bray quit. That guy that was in here, Jared's girlfriend, I'm sorry, wife, she quit. But she did more work than Chris did.
Did she say that?
No, she did that day. Damn. Were you not here?
I was drunk.
He wasn't here.
She was looking up shit so fast, Chris couldn't even. It was crazy.
She out-interneted me.
Which is impressive.
I'll admit that. Funny. She owned the crap out of me.
It was funny. It was just a joke. But Caitlin never started but quit. David quit. David Gill said he can't do Wednesdays. He quit. Just
hey, I want to be on the show. I know it's on Wednesday, but I can never be on there because I work all the time on Wednesday. Quit.
Who else quit? We didn't fire anybody. I don't think I did.
There was that one guy that had the beard oil.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Cool. Shit.
Yeah, we fired that guy.
I think that episode, I think I took it down. I hope so. Like, the memories on Facebook, every time anything pops up with that, I'm like, and you're gone. I don't want to be reminded of my queen. Deleted. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with that. But everybody quit, dude. We're ready for you to give your opinion on this strawberry shandy. It is a lot of beer to drink. A lot of beer to drink.
Hey, at least it's not an imperial.
I drank more of that. I didn't. I felt like I did. I felt like I did a good thing with this one. I don't even have anything to talk about.
It's weird. It smells like nothing.
Talk about the PS5 loading time. Did you see that, Chris?
Yeah.
It's like, it was 4 seconds faster at loading than the, more than that, right? Maybe it was seven or eight seconds.
Yeah, something like that.
7 or 8 seconds faster loading Spider-Man than the PS4.
What?
Yeah, it's like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm. But that's still your mute because you've been converted, Jason.
Yeah.
You left Xbox.
Yeah, Jesse got mad at me this weekend. I don't really want to talk about it. He called me a traitor.
Well, that's pretty good, actually.
The PS4, yes, it's awesome.
No, I mean the Spider-Man beer.
It's really good, isn't it? Would you not take that to an 8th grade dance? The girls would love that.
God damn it. I would never go to an 8th grade dance.
What if you're desperate?
Even if I was asked to be a chaperone, I would never go to an 8th grader's dance.
Keep in mind, folks, I'm also talking about if I was a senior, not if I was a 35-year-old.
Do they still play All for One at those dances?
All for one, all for love, right? It's Bryan Adams, too, isn't it? Did he get Three Musketeers and Robin Hood?
Oh, that's Wham.
What the fuck? How did Bryan Adams get 2 hit-ass movies? No, All for One, dude, is not Wham. I'm about to...
And All for One is not Boys to Men.
Oh, baby, you're the bomb.
Is that All for One?
Chris, is
it? I thought All for One was I Swear. I did the I Swear song.
No, that was a country music song, Chris.
So all I did was type in All for One song and look what number one is. See, I win.
No.
It is.
That's all, says All for Love, not All for One.
You're right, it does. But
see, I win. Don't look at this.
No, the song really does say All for One, All for Love. So it's from Three Musketeers when they go one for all and one.
Well, then, that's terrible.
Yep.
Oh, I Can Love You Like That. That's the song.
I think they do still play that, dude.
I swear, yeah.
He just talked like Jon Snow.
Chris, please do not play any of that.
I think I have to.
I don't think you do.
Yep. Oh, shit. See, here you go. Look what that title says.
Walt Disney, Three Musketeers. 93?
One for all. Yeah, we're old as dirt, dude. Don't even think about it.
Is that the one where Leonardo DiCaprio wears that iron mask?
No. Anyways, I'm so bored with this right now.
You need to finish telling us a story, Rhodey. your bird.
Oh, yeah. So mockingbirds dive bombing you, that's a real thing.
Really?
Yeah. So I haven't cut my hair in 3 months. So I think that worked to my advantage because it nicked my hair. And I saw the corner of my eye just kind of some gray and white. So I was like, oh, Dove, that's really weird that it would, like, hit me. And then it happened again.
When you've pretty much slaughtered a lot of them every single year.
Yeah. Yeah, they have no ill will towards me whatsoever. Although that is, like, 14 counties away, but they do migrate.
That's true.
And then it happened again, and then I turned around, and there's this fucking bird hovering right at my face. And I could literally just reach out and grab it. It's a mockingbird. I was like, okay, need to start walking faster. Because evidently it had a nest somewhere around there.
You should have just grabbed it and Oberyn'd it.
Yeah, just toss it at a person walking past. Here, your problem now.
No, I was talking about just squeeze it and put your thumbs in its eyes.
Ooh. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Pop it like a melon.
God damn it.
Rhodey getting attacked by the state bird of Texas.
100% Texan.
Pop hummingbirds.
Take that, Michael.
I don't pop models, I pop hummingbirds.
Pop.
Pop. Just pop, squeeze pop. The head pops off. Can you eat a hummingbird? Probably like a bite of meat.
Probably not even that.
Like a crawfish, pretty much.
I don't know.
Hummingbird dead.
No, just suck the head.
You ever watch those praying mantises catch hummingbirds?
Ooh.
That shit's intense.
They actually can catch those?
Yeah. I don't recommend yeah, you don't watching watch it. It's so violent. It's like, oh my God.
It's pretty bad.
I can't deal with this. I can't. Are we going to do one more of these beers? Or are we done with this?
Mm.
What it's is that you. One?
It's a. This is an IPA.
No, it's not.
No, just try it. Don't look at it. Don't read it. Just try it.
Okay, I'm not going to. Sea salt and real fruit juice added. Hey, at least it says real fruit juice. Tangy lemon lime. So this is what you drink after you play basketball. After a sports game?
Yes, to lemon rehydrate.
Lime. Yeah. Pour it in a plastic bottle. Shake it up. You can put the lid on the bottom of the bottle. I'm so tired of seeing that meme. I had no clue that the lid goes to the bottom of the bottle all these years. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's so stupid. Look, Gatorade bottle, the lid goes to the bottom. I'm like, no. Just hold the lid and put it back on when you're done drinking it. Jesus Christ. What do you have to put the lid when you're drinking a Gatorade bottle? Where do you have to put it?
Nowhere. It's in your hand.
It's like... Why do you need a place to put the lid? Hold on, I'm going to set it down, pick it back up. It's like, come on. What are you doing with that shit? Get the squirt bottle, and then you don't even got to worry about that. So, people are crazy. Yuck, people are crazy.
What's wrong with y'all?
What's wrong with y'all? Yeah, Aladdin comes out this weekend. I'm not going to see it. I'm not pumped.
No, you don't have your tickets already?
Only tickets I have right now are Spider-Man. Super pumped about Who? That. Spider-Man. You ever heard of him? Shoots webs from his wrist. Tobey Maguire. It's pretty cool.
I thought he disappeared.
Rode on a horse. Seabiscuit. Won a race.
Won a race.
It's pretty sweet. Did he win the triple crown, that Seabiscuit character?
I thought he was disqualified.
Probably. Because it's Tobey Maguire. I'd disqualify him too. The bad part is I'm reaching for a Tobey Maguire movie right now, and I can't find one in my head at all.
Cider House Rules.
I know, but that's such a terrible movie. There's nothing.
That won like, ah, awards.
Charlize Theron gets naked in that movie. That's that was the only thing that I could reach for.
He was in The Great Gatsby.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Sin City.
Was he?
Yeah, he was that really creepy guy.
Nope.
That was Elijah Wood.
This is the same person.
Oh God,
Tobey Maguire and Elijah.
You just got Frodo and Spider-Man mixed up. It's the same person.
Well,
that's fucked up, dog.
If Frodo was swinging around fucking trees,
why is there like a Blair Witch Project in the back of my screen there, Chris?
Because it's for ad for Brightburn.
That's great.
I kind of want to see that.
Fucking demons come out of the computer and eat me tonight. Trying to sleep.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire made $12 million on Seabiscuit.
Did he?
He made more than that on Spider-Man.
Oh.
That was more than the horse.
I think he got nominated for Seabiscuit as an actor.
Wait, Peter Dinklage was in that movie?
Peter Dickless.
No, that's just recently viewed.
Okay. I was like, what? I don't remember that.
Whoa.
Was he the jockey?
Who else is in my recently viewed?
Looks like we have In the Heart of the Sea.
Nope. Okay. Wasn't me.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yep. Every day.
Peter Dinklage.
Every day.
Justin Timberlake.
Every hour.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. Every day.
Edge of Tomorrow. Tom Cruise. Spawn.
Well, that's a complete bunch of shit right there. I think that's all from last week's episode.
Yeah, Spawn was definitely Chris.
Yeah.
Because we talked about the HBO series, the animated series.
Yep. I'm pretty sure Tom Cruise was too. Because I hate that motherfucker. I hate him so much.
He's terrible.
He and David Draymond, but the sad part is Tom Cruise will probably beat me up if I fought him, so probably won't fight him. Mm. But I will fight the lead singer of Disturbed, still.
You don't think you could take Tom Cruise?
I don't know, man.
He's like 5'2".
He does his own stunts.
Yeah, but like Roger just said, he's tiny.
Okay. It's back on Tom Cruise.
Wait, that's how you spell Toby? What the fuck?
Toby.
So Toby
Maguire.
Not my Spider-Man.
I don't know who that was.
Look, there's an X. There's a stupid video with an X on one Spider-Man and a check on Toby.
It's pretty awesome. Like the third picture on top. He's the emo version.
Yep.
Why Toby Maguire will always be the best Spider-Man.
That's probably a short argument. Let's dive in.
I think that just broke Jason.
A hunch. That's why.
Some of the worst written movies ever. And I told Jesse, dude, I went back and watched the first Avengers. I'm about to start some really shit here. That movie is terribly written. Josh Whedon's kind of a piece of crap, though. So, like, when you watch Infinity War and all these upper echelon movies, and you go back and you watch that child movie, Ant Meat Boot, it's terrible. Like, go back and watch the first Avengers now after you've seen all these Winter Soldier, Civil War, all these great movies. Go back and watch that because it does not hold up. It's pretty bad. It's really bad, actually. It's so dumb. A boot has no quarrel with an ant. And it's like, oh my God. That's like the first thing Loki says to Nick Fury. And it's just bad. And they're like chasing each other and talking so it shuts terrible crap to each other. And it's like, it's written like an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Fuck you, Josh Whedon. And everybody loves him because Firefly. And they get mad at me because I'm like, I don't like your Firefly. I'm ruffling feathers on the internet right now.
You don't like Buffy?
Is that your show, Chris? I hope it is. I really do. I hope you like that show.
I loved that show.
I knew it.
I bet you also love Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Not really so much that on that one.
It's the same show.
It's a completely different show.
Yeah, one has witches, one has vampires.
Ugh. Ugh. Dude, Buffy was so bad. But then while you were watching Buffy, I was watching Dawson's Creek saying it's great, so I really can't stand on my own.
Hey, to each his own.
You know, I don't want your life. Creek and Roswell.
Roswell.
Roswell was good, too.
Roswell was the first show that canceled after three seasons that I was like, never watching a show unless it's got three seasons.
So that's where it all stems from.
God damn it. Well, that and My Name is Earl left the worst taste in my mouth that I'll ever have in my mouth.
I heard that ending was bad. I never actually watched the show.
NBC. Did he just head north at the end?
Yeah. You don't know if he was freeing people or what he was doing. No, My Name is Earl ended on the worst cliffhanger ever. Is he the father? End. Can't wait for next season. No next season. It's like, and this was like season 5, I think.
It's fine.
It's like, you dicks. That was before TNT and TBS and all those cable companies were like, sure, we'll buy it and use it. Even though they don't even know what it is. Sure. Or Netflix is like, yeah, we'll revive anything. Lucifer, let's do it. I don't know. Netflix. Yeah, sure. That's one of my favorite episodes of
South Park. We need content because we're losing everything Disney.
Yeah. Basically.
It smells good, by the way.
What beer is this?
the citrus jammer.
You know what would probably make this 6-pack, this 15-pack a lot better?
If it was an IPA?
If you were listening to, because we're jamming, oh baby, we're jamming, the Jamaican song, you know? Chris is about to fix it up for us, dude. Because it's called Jammer. We jamming. See, this will make it better.
If you write...
God damn it. Switch to my profile.
And I hope you like jamming, too.
Because I paid... See? This makes the Jammer 6-pack better. 15-pack.
Nice.
Is that Bob Marley?
Yeah.
I did not know I knew a Bob Marley song.
Actually, that's Jim Marley. That's his brother.
Damn, I don't know a Bob Marley song.
James Marley. He does paintings.
We jamming. See? If you were drinking this out on the porch while listening to that.
Not smoking a funny cigarette.
That's disgusting, Chris. I would not be associated with any funny cigarettes in this house. Only cloves. Those are funny cigarettes. Oh. So gross.
That's actually pretty good. Get a lot of Sprite out of that, actually.
So good.
It's going to feel good when you finish digging your post holes and come in and pop one of these, though. And then you shotgun it because you know what's going on.
I got 11 more of these.
And then you're dehydrated from chugging it because it's got salt in it.
Oh, God.
And then you're dying. Don't worry, because I'll just come up and I'll play that song. We're jamming.
We're jamming. Yeah, I'm not going to help you. I'm just going to play this song. We're jamming. And I hope you like
it. I mean,
I'm drinking an IPA, by the way. I hope you like jamming, too.
Let's be honest, though. That's helping you. That's a lot. That would push you to get done faster so you can beat me up. Oh.
Yeah, and sorry about the heartburn.
Whew.
Back. Yep, mouth burnt. So, for those of you that are wondering, so far my favorite's the berry jammer. The citrus jammer is number 2. Tropical jammer is number 3. What other jammers do you have in there?
The original jammer, which is just the goes,
yep.
And then the ruby, which is the grapefruit.
The ruby. And honestly, this right here makes me pumped up for David's 4-packs. Pretty stoked about that. I think it's going to be cool. Bam! One solid beer with a bunch of different variations. It's exciting. And then, just so David knows, this is going to do well. This is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you get the base beer, which we didn't start with for whatever reason. And then you try the variations. It's pretty interesting. But yeah, if you haven't heard about it, go to their Facebook page and all that stuff and look at the Flight Club. Fight Club's my favorite movie, so it's like... I have to, like, struggle not to say Fight Club.
Right.
Fight Club. Fight Club is my favorite movie. See, I got this tattoo of a bar of soap. Did not. It's not going to happen. Anyways. I think that about wraps it up for this fine, lovely evening. Has anybody got any stories or rumors they want to talk about?
Not that I can think of.
some
rumors?
Yeah, I kind of do want to start a rumor. Let's see.
Brody has bugs in his hair.
Well, that's true. That's not a rumor.
Damn. Yeah, that's not a rumor. All right, we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
See you later.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry. But not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done.
Now. For but now. When we come back, it will be
will be good.